Good day. This is Darlene Nelson, and welcome to The Secret Is You. You can reach me online at www.thesecretisyou.com. This is the place where we talk about health, wealth, and happiness. The simple steps to get what you want, but like the nose on your face, you might not realize it's there until you look in the mirror, but it's that simple. So, wow, you know, this is an exciting day. I'm really excited to have life coach, speaker, and award-winning author of the book Heal for Real. He has a brand new book coming out called The Facts of Life. And you know what? It just seems destined that I was to meet this person. This is Peter Winslow, because I was dealing with something at the time that I met him, and he was able to show me how to just completely and instantly transform. He brought the missing piece into my life. And Peter, do you remember that?
Oh, hi, Darlene. Of course I remember it. How could I forget? It's a wonderful thing.
So,
good to be with you.
The results from what happened with Peter is I went from having, you know, wanting to have this love relationship in my life, not having one, to an incredible love, self-love, romantic love, fireworks. I am in the healthiest, happiest love relationship I've ever been in my life, and Peter gave me the direction to let this happen. So, Peter, welcome to the show.
Love to be here. It's fantastic to be with you, darling.
Thank you. And let's just dive right into the law of attraction.
I'm ready. What do you got for me?
What is it?
What is the law of attraction? The $64,000 question.
Yes.
Well, everybody's heard the phrase by now. A lot of people believe it. A lot of people don't. Most people have found that it doesn't even really work for them because they don't understand what it is or how to use it. Now, there are a lot of teachers out there talking about this thing, the law of attraction. And they're kind of touting it to be this remedy. If there's something wrong in your life, you use the law of attraction to fix it. And a lot of people are finding out that doesn't work because you can't really use this thing to fix a problem. If there's a problem there, then you're going to attract more that supports the problem. So the law of attraction really is saying get past the problem and be who you really are, because who you are is what you get in life. And in fact, that's called the law of identity in life. We don't get what we want. We get what we are. That's the law of attraction.
Yes. Yes. And so what's that process? What's the process by which we get to the point where we actually get what we want?
Yes, indeed. So as we've noted, we don't get what we want. We get what we are. What's the process of becoming that which we want to acquire? What's the process of that transition that occurs in our lives? And it's really quite simple. Now, let me take you through a couple of steps first. The teachers of the law of attraction have condensed three different laws or principles into this one law of attraction, this thing, this substrate they're calling the law of attraction. And these three principles come from an earlier teaching of Kabbalah, which is called the Hermetic principles. So they take three of these Hermetic principles and condense them into one thing they're calling the law of attraction. That's what most people don't understand, and they don't understand the law of identity. So these three principles that are condensed into what you attract and what you draw into your life are the principle of correspondence, the principle of vibration, and the principle of cause and effect. So let me draw that out for everybody a little bit more clearly. The principle of correspondence says that what happens here happens on all planes of being, mind, body, and spirit. So what you're being is occurring on all those levels. Now, in spiritual teachings, it's said, as above, so below, as below, so above. We also see it referenced in the Lord's Prayer from the Christian tradition that says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's not an admonishment. What it means is what's happening here on earth is happening in heaven. That's the law of correspondence. So the way that we enjoin the law of correspondence and correspond as below and so above is by what we're vibrating. Now, a lot of people think this is sounding woo-woo, airy-fairy, vibrating, but I can tell you this. If you're around somebody who's really, really upset and angry, can you feel that from them?
Absolutely.
You can absolutely feel, oh, there's something going on. That guy's heavy, man. I can feel
And not only that, Peter, but if I had a choice and there was someone in the room that was really positive and exciting and passionate, and there's somebody that was really negative and boring, I would want to be with the positive, exciting, passionate person.
There's your law of attraction right there. It's what they're being. That's their vibratory resonance. And so you're really attracted to the one and repelled by the other.
And I know vibration sounds like a weird thing, but think about it. Back in the 70s, remember that song, Good Vibrations? I mean,
that was
really,
the Beach
this was
Boys,
around
yeah.
for many decades.
So that's what we're addressing, is the law of, or the principle of vibration. And what you're vibrating emotionally and mentally is what you attract to you. That's what's going on above and below in your consciousness. So now, you've got the law of correspondence. What happens here happens everywhere in the universe. So as above, so below. And then the principle of vibration, which is if you're vibrating positively, you're going to attract more positive things. But another one of these hermetic principles is the principle of polarity, which also says that opposites attract. So a lot of people, you know, they poo-poo this law of attraction by saying, oh, yeah, but what about opposites? How come opposites attract? That's because of polarity. It's a magnetic resonance of attraction, so that opposites also attract. So now we're understanding a little bit more about what we're attracting and why. And we plug in these two principles to the third principle, which is cause and effect.
Let me go back for a minute, though. So this is why someone who, you know, you might know that is really lucky all the time is always getting lucky, is because they're attracting that luck. Where someone who's always failing at something is attracting that failure.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Everybody can understand that. We've all had our experiences with it, or we've known somebody else who's had those experiences. That's all in the principle of cause and effect. There is no such thing as luck. Luck is just another word for the principle unseen that's occurring in our lives. That's cause and effect.
If you don't mind, can I just talk about cause and effect is the other word for that, karma?
That's what it's called in the East.
Okay.
It's the same principle. The principle of karma and the principle of cause and effect determine that what you are being and thinking create what you are receiving in the world. Now, so a lot of people say, all right, I'm just going to be positive and think positive for a couple of days and then I'll receive positive things. Well, if it were that easy, we'd all have it already, wouldn't we? You've got karma that's dictating that you take a certain path in life. And if you're not on your path and you're trying to force things to happen, they're not going to happen no matter how positively you think about them. You've got to come into alignment with your cause and effect or karma.
So what are those forces that control what it is that we get?
It's really us and our vibration on other dimensions of being. So let me go there a little bit. This again, sounds pretty woo-woo, you know, dimensions and so forth.
Yeah.
We live in the three-dimensional world. Scientists have proven this and can explain this and can get on board with this teaching that this world that we're in has three dimensions. Do we think that's strange? Not really. There's height, width, and length. And everything you look at is a three-dimensional thing as it exists in this third dimension, as we're calling this world. We also have the fourth dimension. Scientists talk very, very much about that, too. The three dimensions as operating in the fourth dimension, which they call time.
Oh.
So time exists in another dimension, too. If I tell you to go to the store and bring me back some time, you're going to bring me a spice that's spelled T-H-Y-M-E.
Yes, I am.
And nothing else, because there's no time that you can go buy at the store. That's the fourth dimension, according to physical science. But in that fourth dimension, there's also thinking and feeling and emotions and many, many other energies that are not resonant here or that interpenetrate this third dimension. But they're not three-dimensional objects, like the thoughts in your head. Still, with all the best technology that science can muster, we can't see your thoughts. We can see the chemicals with the functional MRI. We can look at the brain and what parts of the brain are lighting up with the behaviors and habits and rituals of thinking. But I can't see if that thought is, I am hungry, or if that thought is, you know, I'm going to go to the mall later and get something new to wear to the party this weekend. I can't see what those thoughts are because they exist in the fourth dimension. It's another dimension than these three dimensions that we're in right now.
And I'm so glad you brought up thought, because thoughts is actually where you know, I met you and I was actually at a place where I was really struggling with something. And I really wanted to have an amazing man in my life and I wasn't attracting that. And I was struggling with the guilt of having left another relationship. And one thing that happened is you taught me something that shifted me so instantly, so powerfully, that it's almost like everything came flying at me that I wanted. And it had to do with thought. So I would like to go there a little bit, because I was dealing with the fact that when I would have a thought, I kind of, that defined me. And then you brought up, well, if you're your thoughts, just quit thinking. Can you kind of go into that?
Okay, great. So a lot of people would feel that they are actually doing this thing called thinking. And in fact, instead of human beings, we're mostly human thinkings because we can't stop thinking. And so a lot of people use that as a reason or an excuse even as to why they can't quiet themselves, why they can't have peace of mind, why they can't meditate. It's because I'm a powerful thinker and I think a lot and my mind is thinking. Well, they believe that they're the thinker in that equation, and it's not true. And so that's what you learned, is that you are not thinking.
Yes, but that process, and I hope you go into it a little bit more, is what made me shift so instantly, so fast, and just transformed me.
You shifted out of thinking and into being.
Yes.
And that's the law of attraction. We don't get what we want and think we want. We get what we are and are being. Isn't it true? So here's what happens. People believe that they are doing this thing called thinking. And so I say to them what I said to you. I said, okay, if you're thinking, do this. Just stop thinking. Just stop it.
So those of you out there listening, I want you to do that. Just for right now, just quit thinking. Don't think about anything at all.
For the next 30 seconds, we're all going to stop thinking. Ready? Go.
Okay, I'm in trouble because I already violated it.
Yeah, how you doing so far? You can't stop thinking. So our true power isn't in stopping thinking or the thoughts that we have and positive thinking. It's in understanding which thoughts we're going to believe, because we are actually not doing the thinking. If you can't stop thinking, it's pretty clear. You're being thought. It's very similar to digestion. I mean, did you eat anything this morning? Did you have breakfast?
I did not.
Okay.
I wished I had.
Let me
hungry.
Talk to somebody who's had their breakfast already. If you've had your breakfast this morning already, or your lunch, or if you've had a meal today, here's what I want you to do. Stop digesting. Just stop. You can't. It's a function that occurs whether you like it or not, and that's how thinking is.
It's like the law of gravity.
Okay. So instead of fighting with our thoughts or trying to think positively and trying to meditate and calm ourselves, all we do is recognize we are not the thoughts. We are the person hearing those thoughts. We are the person feeling and seeing the images of those thoughts. And that's what I showed you that got you back to being.
Okay.
Have you forgotten already? Oh, my God, you're being fantastic. What were you being before that? You said I was feeling guilty over relationship. What were you being? Guilty. And so what were you attracting to you? More to feel guilty about.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, it is amazing and fabulous not having to have guilt anymore.
Nobody needs guilt. Guilt serves no purpose for us whatsoever. Now I know some Jewish mothers and Catholic priests might argue with it and say, guilt is what motivates us to get out of bed and do what we do. And for some people, they can use it like that. But guilt is the lowest vibration of being that we can feel. Here's what guilt is. When you feel guilty, it says, I deserve punishment. And so you get what you are.
Right. And I've had both sides, and I tell you what, I don't deserve that.
It's better over here, isn't it?
Yes, it's so much more fun here. It's
so
kind of like
the realization, just the realization and acceptance of what occurred is the absolution of guilt. Just realization and acceptance. Okay,
absolutely.
Move on.
So we talked a little bit about what blocks us from getting what we want. Maybe talk about that a little bit more. And then what do you mean when you teach creating the conditions?
Oh, okay. So talking about getting what we want. Okay, so we start with law identity. The law of identity says we don't get what we want, we get what we are. And what you are is what you're being in any moment. And how you know what you're being is what you're feeling. And there's only two things that we can feel emotionally. There's only two emotions that come to us as feeling. Now, psychologists can break it down into a plethora of many different names and labels for what we're feeling. You know, they can talk about jealousy and anger and resentment and joy and love and prosperity or any of these other feelings that we call emotions. But our body tells us they're one of two things. We have this built-in barometer in the body that lets us know if what we're feeling feels good or doesn't feel good. Now, notice I didn't say feel bad.
I didn't say right or wrong. It's just good.
I didn't say right or wrong.
More heavy or light.
That's what we use. That's what you use, isn't it?
Yes.
Whether it feels heavier or lighter. You can apply that to your feelings. You can apply that to your thoughts. That's how you control your being, and that's how you can get what you want by being who you are.
Okay. And we're constantly changing.
So yeah, what we're being is constantly in flux. We are human beings in constant flux. We're always and ever changing. That's what people don't realize. People tend to believe that their identity is solid and firm. I know who I am, and I know what I stand for, and I know what I believe, and I know where I come from, and that's who I am. Not to the law of attraction, it isn't. To the law of attraction, you are changing every time you're changing your vibration. So what are you vibrating now? Are you angry? Then you're vibrating that. That's what you're being. That's who you are to the law of attraction. Are you being helpful? Are you being courteous and kind? That's what you're vibrating. And these things change constantly, hundreds of times each day. So mastery lies in really realizing that you have the choice as to how you're going to feel. It either feels good or it doesn't feel good. That's the barometer that's built in. And your job is to pay attention to that and feel good no matter what.
Okay. So we only have, you know, we're already halfway through the show and there's so much I want to cover with you, but what's the fastest way to create, whether it's that love relationship or that wealth, what it is you want in your life, what's the fastest way to create that?
Change your language.
Oh, so let's go into that.
Language is the bridge between the cause and effect of what we experience in life. So remember the principle of cause and effect, which is one of these three principles that are amalgamated into this law of attraction. The principle of cause and effect has two components, cause and effect. And we've all regarded this when it comes to, for instance, healthcare or the medical apparatus. They treat our symptoms but don't necessarily address the causes of our symptoms in many cases. That's an example in our lives of cause and effect. The symptoms are caused by a cause. They're not the cause in itself. So if we're just addressing the symptoms of our lives and trying to fix things, then we're not getting to the root cause of what's creating these things. Being and thinking are the cause of what you experience and what you receive in life.
So this kind of just sounds like positive thinking. Is that what you teach?
So a lot of people are mistaken about that, but let me finish the point first. Being and thinking are what cause what we receive in life, and speaking is the bridge between cause and effect. So what we speak speaks for itself, and the fastest way to attract what you want is to change your language. Now, to your point about thinking positively, this is more than thinking positively, because here's the fact. The fact of life is this. Positive thinking doesn't work. I can sit here all I want and think I am the center for the Chicago Bulls, and I'm never going to be the center for the Chicago Bulls, no matter how positively I think about that. I'm a white guy. I'm about 5'11", and I'm too old for playing professional sports, so I can think on it all I want. It's not going to happen. Positive thinking doesn't work unless it's consistent with who you are, called self-image. So it isn't just positive thinking here. I mean, I can sit here and think I'm a bird, but something deep inside me knows I am not a bird and I can't fly. My self-image won't allow me to believe I'm a bird. Therefore, I'm never going to become a bird, and no amount of positive thinking is going to create that. So positive thinking doesn't work unless it's consistent with your self-image. Now, here's how you know what your self-image is. The I am factor.
Oh, yes.
What I am is my self-image.
And that's so another thing that really was powerful for me when we worked on this was the effect that I am has, and how, to me, it's like the password.
It's the password. It really is. And it comes from very ancient wisdom traditions. In fact, it's included in all the ancient religions and philosophical traditions that have come to this planet. Most of us in America are from the Judeo-Christian background. And here's what it says in the book of Genesis, first book of the Bible from the Judeo-Christian tradition. When Moses went to Mount Sinai, he encountered the burning bush. It was a bush on fire, but it wasn't being burned up by the fire. It was non-consumed.
Yeah.
And the fire spoke to Moses. First it said, take off your shoes, you're in a holy place. And then Moses began a conversation with this bush, and the bush said, go to Pharaoh and tell him to free my people. And Moses was aghast. He's like, what? I'm going to go to the Pharaoh and tell him to release these people? On whose authority? Who shall I say you are? Who are you, God? And the bush said, I am that I am. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, from the story. I am that I am. That is the name of creation. And so when you say, I am hungry, you become aware of being hungry and you form a mental image of yourself being hungry in your mind. You actually have created that internally, and that's what you're being. That's the I am effect. When you say I am angry, you form a mental image of that in your subconscious mind and file it away as I am angry. And that's what you're, when you're feeling that anger, that's what you're being in that moment to the law of attraction. That's the vibration that you're resonating to the principle of correspondence. And so as below, so above. And everything is felt on that principle. That's the creative force that we have. We have the creative power of the universe within us, and very, very few people realize it.
Yes.
And they go around every day using their I ams haphazardly and dangerously. I am so upset. I am so fat. I am such an idiot. You know, saying these things casually to themselves daily, and then they can't understand why what they get in the world comes to them.
So this, what worked for me, Peter, is hurt. I like to treat the I am words as sacred, okay? When
they
I
are.
Say I am, it better be something really powerful and important.
You remember that now. Whenever we use the words I or I am, we must follow them with something sacred, something that we feel good about. Because that's your only job, to feel good. Isn't that what you want to do?
Absolutely.
Isn't that what everybody's looking for?
Here's what I know. It worked.
Yeah.
I went in.
And fast. It works fast. It works so fast, people can't believe it.
It did.
Like,
it was
oh my
so
God.
Fast, it was shocking. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't have to go through a year of therapy. I don't have to go through $10,000 in courses over months. I can just instantly change. And that's what I loved.
That's the principle called I am.
I am. If that's the only thing you guys take away today from this thing is to just treat I am as sacred. It's more than that. But, you know, the process, you know.
So let's get back on track, darling. You asked me, what's the fastest way to get what we want? I said, change your language. This is what people need to do. All you people at home, anybody listening to this broadcast right now wants to know this. Whenever you use the words I or I am, pay attention to what you're saying to follow that up. I guarantee you, if you're not paying attention, you're saying I and I am hundreds of times each day. And in fact, if you pay attention to it, you'll notice that many, many times you're saying I am something that you don't want. And that's what's blocking you from what you do want. So just pay attention to your language. What you speak, you actually invoke the name of creation when you say I am. That's the name of the creator, and the universe pays attention to that and returns it to you instantly. So pay attention to what you're saying and change your language to conform to feeling good, and that's the fastest way to attract that health, wealth, and happiness that everybody wants.
So we just have a few more minutes here, Peter. Would you give the audience a little information on how they can reach you?
Oh, certainly, yes. So I'm Peter Winslow, and you can reach me at www.peterwinslow.com. That's Winslow, like in Winslow, Arizona, standing on a corner, Winslow. Win slowly. I had, remember Sam Maranto, he looked at me once, he said, Peter Winslow, it ought to be win fast, shouldn't it? You won so quickly. I'm like, well, I get it. But quickly compared to what?
And if you didn't have time to write that down because you're in your car, just, again, thesecretisyou.com, and I'll have some information about Peter.
I love that name, Darlene, The Secret Is You, because we're all carrying it with us all the time. I know everybody knows this. I know everybody's heard this. What they're trying to do is think their way into it, and thinking isn't going to work. You must be. Being leads to thinking. And how do you know what you're being? By your I am statement. That's what you're being in any moment. And so the I am statements that you carry around with you and are dominant 51% of the time are your primary state of being. That's what you want to pay attention to. What is my primary state of being? Are you being a jerk? Are you being helpful? Are you being fruitful? Are you being productive? Are you being lazy? Are you being guilty? Are you being mad? That's who you are to the law of attraction.
Thank you.
Are you being needy? So this is, again, people use this in prayer. They pray for something that they don't have. It's like, please, God, please give me the money for the mortgage so that I can keep a roof over me and my family's head. And I thank you so much, Lord, for giving me this. What they've just said to the universe in their prayer is, I don't have the money. And they don't realize it. They're saying, please give me what I don't have. And in life, we can't get what we want. We get what we are. And what they are being in that moment is needy and a beggar. And the universe says, yes, you don't have it. So now we get in alignment with our affirmations, get in alignment with our motivations, intentions. We get in alignment with our meditations and prayers, and we say, thank you, I am taken care of. I am feeling good. I am hopeful. I know that everything is on the right track, and it is now coming to pass. And the universe says, yes. And that's how our language changes things.
So this is exciting, everybody. Peter Winslow. We're both from Scottsdale, Arizona. And I just want to thank you for being here today. Just to all of you out there listening, I look forward to you joining me again next week. And until then, be extraordinary. And just ask yourself, what else is possible? So again, thank you, Peter, for being here today. And
absolutely,
we hope to have you back
pleasure.
On the show soon.
Live, love, and prosper, my dear.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.